This is an important time of year for local theater. It's the day nominations for the St. Louis Theater Circle Awards are announced. The nominations encompass 100-plus musicals, dramas, and comedies performed in 2015. The Rep leads all companies with 30 nominations, followed by the Muni with 15 and Stray Dog Theater with 14. But there are many other contenders. I think we can all appreciate how much anticipation there is among actors, directors, set designers, costume designers, and choreographers and others. So let's welcome our guests, Judith Newmark, theater critic for the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, and Lynn Venhouse, theater and movie critic for the Belleville News-Democrat. Hi. Ladies, thanks so much for being with us.
Well, thank you.
Two founding members of this organization, as I understand it, correct?
Yes.
This will be our fourth awards. We started, in 13. Yeah. We presented them first.
Judith, tell me what the organization is. An overview.
We are critics, all the members, who are published in the St. or carried in the St. Louis area. Some of us work for print outlets like me and Lynn, some for radio, some for websites and blogs, but all of us go to a lot of plays in St. Louis. We see them all year, and we obviously enjoy it. We chose to do this. We decided that once a year, we should have a really big cast party and invite everybody to come and give out some awards for work we considered outstanding in the preceding year. So this spring's awards, which will be given on March the 21st, and we're moving to a new venue, the Vera Center at Chaminade, but they'll all be for work that was done in 2015.
We'll put information about all of that in our website. Lynn, you talk about the number of presentations, performances that you can see. It really strikes me there's an awful lot going on in St. Louis.
There is, and it seems to me that the quality is getting better. We are recognizing 21 companies,
wow,
and that produce 50 shows. 50 shows are among our nominations, and 111 individuals are cited.
Wow, that's remarkable for a city this size. It's not a small city, but that's an awful lot of theater action going
Remember
on.
Remember that all of these productions are local. We don't evaluate the tour shows, which are very enjoyable too, but these are all St. Louis born and bred.
But you know, one of the things that occurs to me is an element, I'll use the word, you wouldn't, and that is sort of unfair. You're putting the Muni and you're putting the Rep against, you know, Mustard Seed Theater and some of these very, very smaller companies.
I think in the end, what matters most is imagination. Money's an advantage, that's for sure. And scale is an advantage, although there's something to be said for the very small, very intimate house, too.
Yes. And I think you'll be surprised at how many of the smaller shows are recognized in our nominations this year.
Well, I did notice that. We can't, during the course of our conversation here, of course, go through all of them. So we'll go through some of them, but they're all, as of the end of this program, all of the nominations are going to be on our website, stlpublicradio.org. They will be on your website. We'll have a link to that on ours as well.
And also at STL Today, the Post-Dispatch website.
Okay, there's a commercial from Judith Newmark. All right, let's get on with the nominations. That's what folks want to hear. And we have a number of categories here that we can talk about. And the first one I have on my list, I hope our lists are synchronized here, Outstanding Actress in a Musical.
In a musical.
Is that where you... I'll tell you what, rather than me, have you two guys worked this out as to which ones you want to do and in what order?
We're going to start with comedy, okay?
Let's do it in your sequence, yes.
Okay. Outstanding Actress in a Comedy. The nominees are LaVon Byers, The Killing of Sister George, Max and Louie Productions, Carrie Ely, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, St. Louis Actors Studio, Suzanne Grodner, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Repertory Theater of St. Louis, Linda Kennedy, The Gin Game, St. Louis Actors Studio, and M. Pirro, Bad Jews, New Jewish Theater.
We want to point out, by the way, that these nominees are hearing this for the first time right here, right?
Yes, they are.
I hope they're very excited. Lynn?
Yes. Outstanding Actor in a Comedy, John Felch, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Repertory Theater of St. Louis. Peter Mayer, The Gin Game, St. Louis Actors Studio, Antonio Rodriguez, Bad Jews, New Jewish Theater, William Roth, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, St. Louis Actors Studio, and Jeremy Webb, Buyer and Seller, Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
Before you continue, you know, talk for a moment about the caliber of the acting community here. Most of the people we're talking about are local, correct?
Yes.
Right. Yes.
It's most obviously an enormous reservoir of talent that we have here.
I am endlessly impressed by the actors we see here. I always say there are way more talented actors than famous ones.
All right, let's continue on. Now that we've said those nice words about these nice performers of ours, who's next?
Drama.
Drama.
Okay.
Hey, that's what it's all about.
Outstanding actress in a drama. M. Pirro. She's nominated. Oh, I'm sorry. She's supporting. I'm at the wrong list. Outstanding actress in a drama. Shireen Babb. Antony and Cleopatra. Shakespeare Festival, St. Louis. Emily Baker. Sight Unseen. New Jewish Theater. Danielle Carlacci, I and You, Repertory Theater of St. Louis. Amy Louie, the Amish Project, Mustard Seed Theater. And Lisa Tejero, The Kiss, Upstream Theater.
Outstanding actor in a drama, J. Samuel Davis, Bashir Lazar, Upstream Theater. Brian Dykstra, All the Way, Repertory Theater of St. Louis. Daniel Morgan Shelley, Safe House, Repertory Theater of St. Louis. Jerry Vogel, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Upstream Theater. Eric Dean White, The Kiss, Upstream Theater.
Let me ask for a moment about The Rime of the Ancient Mariner. I remember reading that as a poem in high school. Now it's a play.
It was adapted by the director, Patrick Seiler, and it was very innovative. They had original music by a local band called Sleepy Kitty, and it was a tremendous interpretation of that old, ancient poet.
It requires a lot of water, I would think, and at least one albatross.
They had no water at all. You had to imagine it.
All right. Well, that's what theater is all about.
Exactly.
All right. Let's continue.
Musicals. Okay. Outstanding actress in a musical. Julie Cardia, Anything Goes, Stage of St. Louis. Shannon Cothran, Dogfight, Stray Dog Theater. Erin Dilley, Into the Woods, The Muni. Joyce El-Khoury, Emmeline, Opera Theater of St. Louis. Anna Skittis, Heathers, New Line Theater.
Outstanding actor in a musical. Andy Christopher, Buddy, The Buddy Holly Story, The Muni. Ben Davis, Oklahoma, The Muni. Evan Fornishon, Heathers, New Line Theater. Gary Love, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Stray Dog Theater. And Jordan Shanahan, Rigoletto, The Union Avenue Opera Company.
Opera is part of the picture this year. Is this the first time?
Yeah. Oh, it's not the first time. Yeah. We actually had a winner, the actor that played Sweeney Todd a couple years ago. But this is the first time they're represented so many times. It's six nominations, five for Opera Theater and one for Union Avenue.
What does that tell us? Anything? Is there a message there?
I think the message is that when you get on stage and under the lights, you're a performer. And that is not a generic category. That leaks. It goes everywhere.
Joyce El-Khoury, who played Emmeline, she had to age from 14 to her mid-30s and go through hell and back. And it was a remarkable. It was the regional premiere of that production that Opera Theater did, and it was remarkable.
It's really made quite a name for itself here in this community, hasn't it? What do these awards mean to the individual performers who win them?
I hope that they mean something nice, that it means that they feel recognized by the community where they work or visit. Some of them are not local. I know that I see it in programs and not just in St. Louis. You can be at a theater in Chicago and it says, so-and-so, a winner of the St. Louis Theater Circle Award, and obviously they take pride in it. Actors usually do not make a great deal of money, and their work is uncertain from month to month, but I like to think that we are saying to them, you are appreciated. We do love to see what you've got up your sleeve. And they seem to enjoy hearing it.
It's obviously a labor of love. And what's so nice about our event is so many of them are working so hard at rehearsals. And there's a lot who have day jobs because it's just the nature of the business. But they all get together that one night and they get to see each other. And they are appreciative that somebody's recognizing their achievements that they've worked so hard for.
Who has gone on to bigger and better things out of St. Louis? And recently, I mean, we know some of the traditional names, going back to Betty Grable, William Holden, people like that. Who are some more recent?
Well, Antonio Rodriguez, who's nominated this year, has moved on to Chicago, and I believe he's doing rather well there. There are directors who have gone on. I wish I could think of a name right now, and I can picture him, but I can't think of his name.
Well, there's a young man that's in the cast of Newsies right now. His name is Alex, his last name.
Kraken.
And he went to Burroughs, and he moved to New York, and 5 days later he got the touring company of Newsies.
He was a Muni kid.
Yes, and a Muni teen. The Muni seems to really have fostered a group of young people that are moving on. They're going to really good colleges, some of the best musical theater programs in the country, and then they're getting these opportunities. Joe Grandy of Belleville, he was in the cast of White Christmas that just came here. So there's a lot of Muni kids that are going on to bigger and better things.
All righty, let's continue with the nominations.
Okay, let's go to director.
Yes.
Okay. Outstanding director of a comedy, John Contini, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, St. Louis Actors Studio, Michael Evan Haney, Vanya and Sonia and Masha and Spike, Repertory Theater of St. Louis, Sidney Grossberg Ronga, Bad Jews, New Jewish Theater, Jacqueline Thompson, The World Begun, Shakespeare Festival, St. Louis, Kirsten Wilder, The 39 Steps, Slightly Askew Theater Ensemble.
Can I ask a question about 39 Steps? There was a movie some years ago.
It was a Hitchcock movie.
Hitchcock movie, very famous. Exactly.
This is the same story. Well, yeah, but it's really funny. It's done with four actors, and they play everything, by which I mean they play German spies, and they play airplanes, and I believe that one of them plays a dog at one point. It's hilarious. It's a good play.
It doesn't sound much like Hitchcock, but
it does have the same basic story.
Okay.
One of the things about our comedies this year is we have a lot of dark comedies in there. Virginia Woolf, Killing a Sister George. You know, they're not typically funny ha-ha comedies, but they're labeled as comedies.
How much does year to year do the selections of productions reflect the times? I mean, these are difficult times, frightening times for many. Is that reflected at all in productions?
Perhaps. I think Lynn makes a good point. We have some comedies that you would hardly call comedies. Mm-hmm. And we have some musicals that are pretty cynical. It isn't all taffy.
Do you think that has something to do with the fact there's not a whole heck of a lot to laugh at in today's world?
Maybe, and maybe the fact that we have quite a few plays set in the past speaks to that too, Don.
Mm, interesting.
And they're relevant today. One of the things before I say the directors of a drama is we have six women in the 10, among the 10 directors cited for directing plays this year. Six of the 10.
That I'm sure is quite different from the past. Yeah.
Yes. For outstanding director of a drama, Deanna Gent, The Amish Project, Mustard Seed Theater, Jane Page, I and You, Repertory Theater of St. Louis, Ellie Schwede, One Flea Spare, Slightly Askew Theater Ensemble, Patrick Seiler, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Upstream Theater, Stephen Wolfe, All the Way, Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
And outstanding director of a musical, Justin Bean, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Stray Dog Theater. Michael Hamilton, Anything Goes, Stages St. Louis. Scott Miller, The Three Penny Opera, New Line Theater. Scott Miller and Mike Dowdy Heather's New Line Theater, and Rob Ruggiero, Oklahoma, the Muni. The first two of those shows, The Mystery of Edwin Drood and Anything Goes, got more nominations than any other productions. There were 9 for Anything Goes and 7 for Edwin Drood.
What's new on the horizon for theater in St. Louis? Some new things are popping up, aren't they?
Yeah. One thing that actually started in 15 but is going to, I think, become more and more important is we have a brand new theater, and it's lovely. It's the Marcel. It's here in the Grand Center area on Sam Shepard, and it is the home to New Line Theater, but other troupes are going to use it too.
How many theaters do we have here in venues do we have?
Venues? Oh, gee, I'd have to count, and I'm slow at that. But there's 2, 4, 4. I'm counting on my fingers. I've counted 5 easily, and there's more than that. I know I'm coming up short.
Well, the Kreansburg Arts Center is a popular place for some of the smaller companies, and there's a place on Skinker called The Chapel. And that is a lot of the smaller companies use that intimate space.
Well, Judy Garland and Mickey Rooney proved all you really need is a garage, right?
That's right. Or a barn.
That's exactly
who
right.
Has a barn?
Let's get some more nominations as time allows.
Sure. Are we going to do production or ensemble?
Let's do production.
Okay, so
if we have time,
we have about a minute.
Okay, production.
Outstanding production of a comedy, The Gin Game, St. Louis Actors Studio, The Killing of Sister George, Max and Louie Productions, The 39 Steps, Slightly Askew Theater Ensemble, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf, St. Louis Actors Studio, Wild Oats, St. Louis Shakespeare.
Outstanding production of a drama, All the Way, Repertory Theater of St. Louis, I and You, Repertory Theater of St. Louis, One Flea Spare, Slightly Askew Theater Ensemble, The Rime of the Ancient Mariner, Upstream Theater, and The Winslow Boy, Repertory Theater of St. Louis.
We have time for one more.
Musical.
Okay. The outstanding production of a musical, Anything Goes, Stages St. Louis, Dogfight, Stray Dog Theater, Heather's, New Line Theater, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, Stray Dog Theater, Threepenny Opera, New Line Theater.
Let me point, Judith, you want to?
I just wanted to say, if we hope everyone will come, it's open to the public, $50. But if you don't have, if you're not able to do that, you can watch us. This is carried live on HGC-TV.
All right, all this information will be on our website, and the nominations, all of them, we couldn't get to all of them, are on our website, STL Public Radio, right now. And we'll direct people to others as well. Judith Newmark, thank you so much. Lynn Denhouse, thank you very much for being with us and giving us this this scoop, if you will. Thanks so much.
It's our pleasure.
Thank you.
Monday on St. Louis on the Air, we'll take a look at the latest news in the area's dining scene with Sauce Magazine and then talk with St. Louis chef Gerard Kraft about his new downtown restaurant, Pirano Pasta, and about the continuing evolution of the James Beard Award-winning chef's career. We'll also learn about the Zika virus and what the concern may be for people in our area. Archive versions of past St. Louis on the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. St. Louis on the Air is produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Arts and culture programming on St. Louis on the Air is funded in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Thanks so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.